This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about lasers over Hawaii. That's correct, lasers over Hawaii. Now, a few days ago, there was a strange, almost what you would call a curtain of lasers displayed over Hawaii. Very surreal. There's been a lot of talk about where these lasers came from. At first, it was said it was NASA. Some people thought this could be extraterrestrial. So far, the only explanation we have is that it's Chinese, if we're to believe that. This article comes to us from JerusalemPost.com. JPost.com says green laser beams spotted off Hawaii were from Chinese satellite, experts say. Appeal to authority? Experts originally claimed the January 28th ominous lights were from NASA. So they're telling us that at first the experts said these lights were from NASA. Now they're saying they were from the Chinese. Mysterious green laser beams that were spotted over Hawaii last month most likely came from Chinese satellites, experts said, after originally claiming the lights were from NASA. Scientists at the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan, NAOJ, tweeted that the space agency's Subaru Ashi Star camera on Mauna Kea captured green laser lights in the cloudy sky over Mauna Kea, Oahu on January 28th, showing a clip of numerous ominous green beams shooting across the sky. Now, this is what I don't get. These laser beams, as they said, these are laser beams that are coming down from the sky to Earth, okay, perpendicular. So why are we to believe these things came from a satellite? They seem to be stretching for miles. What I'm confused about is how could a single satellite create this miles-long row of laser beams? The lights are thought to be from a remote sensing altimeter satellite, ICESat 2/43613, a NASA craft, the agency said. Then it goes on, it says, on February 6, NOAG issued a correction on their video stating that the most likely candidate was the Chinese DAQI-1 AEMS satellite after the ICESat-2 team ran a simulation of satellite trajectories. Yes, follow the science. The corrective statement comes amid expanding tensions between the U.S. and China after several foreign objects, including a Chinese spy balloon, have breached U.S. airspace. We really appreciate their efforts in the identification of the light, NAOJ wrote. We are sorry about our confusion related to this event and its potential impact on ICESat-2 team. Then it says, what caused the confusion? NASA's Ice Cloud and Land Elevation Satellite, which pulses a similar bright green, launched in 2018 and shoots lasers down at the Earth to measure the planet's surface, according to CNET. Now, look, I saw a picture of this on a YouTube video. The NASA satellite shines this green laser directly from space down to the ground. I can imagine how powerful this thing must be. But it's just a single laser beam, okay? Which I can understand how a satellite could do that. I mean, they're projecting this single laser beam from space to the ground. It's quite clear that it's one beam. What was photographed over Hawaii by this Japanese observatory group was a row of laser beams. How did one satellite project, you know, a dozen or so of these laser beams stretching for what appears to be maybe a mile or two? How did one satellite do that? This is what I don't understand. It says, U.S. on edge amid multiple foreign objects. On Friday, the U.S. shot down another high-altitude object flying at 40,000 feet over the frozen waters off Alaska. The following day, a U.S. military shot down an unidentified airborne object over Canada's Yukon Territory. after it violated Canadian airspace. Canadian and U.S. officials confirmed. U.S. national security officials believe the flying objects shot down over Alaska and Canada were balloons, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said in an interview on ABC on Monday. Yes, Chuck Schumer, I would assume that he is an expert on UFOs because these things were the size of cars, okay? The first one were described as being the size of a small car, cylindrically shaped. Pilots saw no visible means of propulsion. They couldn't understand how they could be there hovering at 40,000 feet, maintaining altitude, okay, in one place. And then traveling as they apparently desired. It was almost like they were intelligently controlled. You can be sure that if any American interest where people are at risk, they'll take appropriate action, he said, adding that the objects shot down on Friday and Saturday were much smaller than the first balloon that drifted over U.S. airspace and was shot down over South Carolina last Saturday. Well, this is just a perfect example of Schumer here attempting to conflate and control the narrative. We have the original spy balloon that was shot down last week. Then we have the objects that were shot down over Alaska, Yukon, and now Lake Huron in the following days. Two completely separate incidents. Two completely different types of craft. Of course, we've said this a dozen times already. The spy balloon is approximately 200 foot in height. Suspended under it from long cables is a platform which contains everything from a propulsion system, being propellers, solar panels or batteries, whatever you need to power that thing, and all the spy equipment that it uses to spy on us. The items that were shot down over Alaska, Yukon, and Lake Huron, on the other hand, were simply described as objects the size of a small car. Two in Alaska and Yukon being shaped like a cylinder, and the one over Lake Huron shaped like an octangular shape, an octagon shape. So kind of like imagine something, you know, squared like a stop sign, but long, almost like a cylinder shape, I suppose, but being the size of a small car. Doesn't sound like a balloon to me. Octagon shaped does not sound like a very good balloon shape to me. So where Senator Schumer comes up with the notion that these things are all three balloons, I'm not sure, but they don't sound like balloons. They aren't acting like balloons. They seem to be, they're acting like intelligently controlled craft. They're hovering at 20,000 and 40,000 feet, respectively, 20,000 over Huron, Lake Huron, and 40,000 feet over the Yukon and Alaska, whereas the weather balloon travels at around 60,000 feet. So we can see what's happening with the narrative already being clouded up, and when they can do that, they can confuse things a little bit, and they can put out whatever kind of narrative they want to. I think it's important to hold the feet to the fire and recognize that we have two completely different types of objects shot down. One, a weather balloon, the other three, UFOs. And now what's going on here with the situation in Alaska? More of the same. We have these bizarre row of lasers show up in this photograph. A string of them, a line of them, looks like it's probably miles long. Multiple laser beams coming down. How those things were emitted from a single satellite is beyond me. When you compare that to the picture that from the U.S. satellite that does the measurement, they don't shoot rows of laser beams. They simply direct one laser beam toward the ground in order to measure the altitude of the glacier, the mountain, whatever they're measuring. So we can see in both these cases, we have this intentional mix-up of the narrative, trying to mix the known with the unknown. And this is what's gone on with UFO investigations and debunkers for 70 years. You mix the known with the unknown, people become confused, and then they just brush the whole thing off. Well, we can't brush this off. We have three UFOs shot down, and now we have these unexplained lasers over Hawaii. Now let's take a look at another article. Now this next source comes to us from HawaiiNewsNow.com, and I'm just reading it because it just so perfectly fits the narrative that the government is putting out there. Title says, "Unusual green lights were spotted above Mauna Kea. Here's where they come from." And pretty authoritative. It's got like a 15-second little newscast here. Interestingly, they have a screenshot of these laser lights. Now, the screenshot shows maybe 20, 25 of these laser beams coming down from the sky. It's a curtain of light is what it appears to be. When you watch the video, it looks like they're being fired off in rapid succession. But as I said before, it's very difficult for me to understand how these all came from one satellite. The article says, Honolulu Dateline, last month, beams of green light flashed across the sky above Mauna Kea, almost like something out of a science fiction movie. Scientists now have an answer as to what those mystery lights were. The unusual sight likely came from a Chinese satellite, Japanese astronomers say. So you see how they're kind of hedging their bets. First they tell you they definitely know where this came from, and now they're saying, well, Japanese astronomers think they know where it came from. The images were captured on January 28th by the Subaru Telescope, which is a Japanese-operated telescope on the summit of Mauna Kea. Astronomers initially thought they were from a NASA satellite, but now they think it's actually a Chinese satellite that monitors pollutants and greenhouse gases. Oh, that's rich. So the China, which is, I think, the biggest, if not the second largest, polluter on the planet, is concerned about greenhouse gases. That is rich. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and move on to this next article. So this next article comes to us from ScienceAlert.com. Title says, "Ominous green lasers shot over Hawaii didn't come from NASA satellite after all." This is dated February 9th, 2023 by Carly Casfell. Above the islands of Hawaii on January 28th, a green laser was seen piercing the night sky, silently tracing a path towards the horizon like a stutter in the Matrix code. The scene was caught on camera from a telescope atop Hawaii's tallest peak. Thankfully, this wasn't some alien spaceship scanning Earth for signs of life. It appears the mysterious green beams actually came from an orbiting satellite, but not the one we expected. Kind of written in a sing-songy way there. Belies the narrative of this thing. Originally, experts at the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan, which co-owns the camera, announced on Twitter that the green light probably came from a radar device on an orbiting satellite known as ICESat-2. ICESat-2 is owned by NASA, and it's used to keep an eye on the thickness of Earth's sea ice, ice sheets, and forests. So nice to know they're blasting this laser down on us this whole time, and we didn't know about it, I guess. But on January 6, February 2022, NAOJ updated their footage of the laser beam, saying that based on the trajectory, it was unlikely to be NASA after all. That's something that we see happen so oftentimes in these events. You start off with the immediate reaction to what happened, and then pretty soon you have a conflicting narrative. One more, I suppose, amenable to what the deep state wants us to believe, and then that gets pushed. Who knows what really happened here? Who knows if it even came from a satellite at all? It says, according to Dr. Martino Anthony Jay, a NASA scientist working on ICESat-2 Atlas, it is not by their instruments, but by others. A note on the YouTube video explains. His colleagues, Dr. Alvaro Ivanov, did a simulation of the trajectory of satellites that have a similar instrument and found a most likely candidate is the ACDL instrument by the Chinese Daki-1 AEMS satellite. This whole thing just sounds so shady to me. We really appreciate their efforts in the identification of the light. We are sorry about our confusion related to this event and its potential impact on the ICESat-2 team. In other words, we're going to toe the line, keep our mouth shut, say whatever you want us to say. China's Daki-1 satellite was launched in April last year, and similar to ICESat-2, it's an atmospheric environment monitoring satellite. That means it's in orbit around Earth in order to monitor global carbon levels as well as atmospheric pollution. As I said before, that is just a joke of gigantic proportions. I mean, the largest polluter on Earth, and they're worried about carbon emissions? Really? DAC-1 continues. DAC-1 contains five instruments to help it do this, including ACDL, which stands for Aerosol and Carbon Dioxide Detection LiDAR. LiDAR is an acronym for Laser Imaging Detection and Ranging, and it works a little like sonar, but instead of sending out sound waves to map an area, it sends out laser beams. And this concerns me. So we're being bombarded with laser beams, not only by NASA, you know, the people that are so open and transparent that they won't show us 2 million pictures of the moon, but we're also being bombarded by the Chi-Coms. You know, the people who have taken hundreds of thousands of folks up in northern China, the Uyghurs, and locked them in concentration camps because they don't agree with their religion. And not to mention the persecution of the Christians and Falun Gong. So those guys have the right to zap me with lasers whenever they feel like it. I'm not okay with this. It goes on, it says, in the case of ACDL, it can send out dual wavelength lasers at specific wavelengths in order to detect various molecules in Earth's atmosphere. The time it takes for these lasers beams to bounce back provides information on the composition of the atmosphere and ground below. None of this makes sense. You're talking about China, a country that can't even produce the computer chips that it needs to power the more advanced stuff in the world. Totally dependent upon the U.S. to do that. I have a hard time imagining these guys have any concern or even the ability to track the atmosphere of the Earth. DAC-1 can monitor fine particle pollution like PM2.5 pollutant gases, including nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and ozone, as well as carbon dioxide concentration. A March 2021 press release from the China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation explained, it's early days for DAC-1, so we're still watching for the results from its scans, but if all goes to plan, the satellite is just the start of China's plan to keep tabs on air pollution. Notice the pivot here in the article. It goes from offering this awful explanation for these laser lights to telling us how awesome the Chinese are for keeping track of the very atmosphere that they are the world's leading polluter of. Wow, it's so hard to get anything even close to the truth from the Mockingbird media. What we do know is that we have a picture of this curtain of laser lights that have come down. And when you watch the video, it looks like they just come out like almost like at a machine gun speed. Hard to tell. Did these originate from a satellite? Who knows? I'm not sure a satellite could even produce this array of lasers. Maybe it can. Don't know. We do know that we were misled throughout the whole thing, because the first knee-jerk reaction was for them to claim that it came from this NASA satellite. And I think they did that because they knew of the satellite's existence and capabilities. Maybe they did, or maybe they didn't know about the Chinese. What the Americans and the Chinese are using these satellite, these laser-producing satellites for, who really knows? Are they actually trying to do some sort of surveillance work to see if we have UFOs, you know, there in the atmosphere? Or are they simply, it's just another giant waste of money? Are they using these to spy on us? Hard to imagine the Chinese are so concerned about the environment that they've have spent, you know, millions of dollars to put a satellite into the atmosphere, into space rather, and then use that to bombard us with lasers in order to test the very atmosphere they polluted. As usual, I don't think we're getting any straight answers from these people. It's been pretty tough to find anything outside of Mockingbird Media reporting this, because it was just this kind of a one-off event. Pictures released by this Japanese astronomical agency, basically, it was by a an entity that belongs to the Japanese government. So all the information that we're getting firsthand is coming from either the U.S. government or the Japanese government. I'm not sure we can trust any of that. All we know for sure is that these lasers were photographed over Hawaii. We really don't know where they originated from. And that's the concerning thing, in the context of the fact that our own government in the U.S. has shot down three UFOs in the past week or so, and we still have no answers on what's going on there. Until the next time, I'll keep you posted. This is UFO Warning, over and out.